I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, it's not me, Duval. It's Florida. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, October 18th, goes to two Florida men, William Hale, 35 years old, and Frank Allison, 43 years old. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? Huh? Repeat after me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. Now, we all know in Florida, you don't need a permit or license to buy a gun, okay? Any gun, by the way. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're 18 and older, you can buy as many guns as you want at one time in good old Florida.
21 handgun, 18 rifle.
Okay, so shotguns, rifles, handguns, AR-15s, easy to buy. Okay, I ran across this article on CBS News. It's a few years old, but they said that five things that are more complicated to buy in Florida than guns. Would you like to know what those five things are? Cold medicine.
Mm-hmm.
A marriage license.
Okay.
Fertilizer.
All right.
Anti-diarrhea medication.
Whoa.
And medical marijuana. Mm. All more complicated to buy in Florida than a gun. Why am I saying all of this? Is because this is what you need to think about when you're in Florida. Okay, I don't care where you from or what you holding. Just know when you in Florida, you got guns. They got guns, too. Okay, which is why when I hear stories like the ones I'm about to tell you this morning, this should be a reminder to us all to mind our business. But especially when in Florida, because as adults, our poor choices impact more than us. Okay, this is why I don't understand why people with families, folks with young kids don't make better decisions, because it's not about you, bro. All right, it's about you churning them. And these two dads who have been charged with attempted murder clearly don't care about their families, because these two fools decided to open fire on each other. And in the process, they both shot each other's daughters. I said, these two fools decided to open fire on each other, and in the process, they both shot each other's daughters. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Action News Jacksonville for the report, please.
Authorities say 35-year-old William Joseph Hale of Douglas, Georgia, and 43-year-old Frank Gillard Allison of Callahan were involved in the incident traveling northbound on U.S. 1, initially coming from the Jacksonville area. Leeper says both were speeding and driving erratically and brake-checking each other. At some point in the encounter, encounter, both exchanged gunfire. The shootings ended up hurting both of their daughters. You can hear the chaotic scene in this 911 call moments after the road rage shooting. Both girls were transported to the hospital once police arrived.
Thankfully, no one was killed in this incident, but it could have been very easily turned out that way because two people were acting stupid and let their tempers get the best of them. There could have been two dead kids because of two stupid grown men.
Come on, man. What is this? Call a daddy? Okay? As a dad, I feel like our only job is to protect and provide, all right? There's no way that I am providing the safety my child needs if I decide I want to shoot at someone in traffic. And this is also when, you know, a person never learned the golden rule in kindergarten. You know, that whole doing to others as you would have them doing to you thing, because I would never shoot at someone while my child was in the car with me unless our lives were in extreme danger, simply because I wouldn't want someone shooting at me with my daughter in the car. And that's my biggest question. Did these guys know that both of them had their daughters in the car? Frank's daughter was 14, okay? William had to see her. Poor girl got shot in the back, and now she has a collapsed lung. William's daughter is 5, and she was hit in the leg. The 5-year-old might have been in a car seat in the back, but damn, if you saw that 14-year-old girl in the car with her dad and still open fire, or if you saw the 5-year-old in the car with her dad and still open fire, man, y'all some cold-hearted individuals. Here's the thing. One wrong decision can ruin your whole life. Okay, both of these daughters could be dead. Hell, they could have gotten shot while driving, ran off the road, crashed, killed themselves and others, all because of some damn road rage. I know. You're asking why? Why would something like this happen? Well, the answer is simple. Okay, one word, 2 or 3 syllables, depending on how you pronounce it, and that is Florida. Okay, please give William Hale and Frank Allison the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Those poor girls probably gonna never want to ride in the car ever again.
Never.
Especially the 14-year-old. The 5-year-old might, you know, maybe grow up and forget about it. I doubt it. Mm-mm. But they never gonna want to ride a car ever again, especially with daddy.
Nope. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
And what if that was, his time with his children? What if they like...
I mean, like a stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Like,
No. What if that's his kid, but they not married? So that's his like court ordered appointed custody.
Ooh.
What if that for both of them? Can you imagine?
Wow. No, you're never getting
You're never getting custody again, ever again. I'm not leaving my children with you.
No way.
Never leaving my children with you, ever.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. We see in this instance, a one bad decision ruined both of their families' lives. So we're asking.
For sure.
800-585-1051. Has a bad decision almost ruined your life?
Almost?
Almost.
I don't even know what that means. Almost ruined your life. Either your life got ruined or it didn't.
Well, all right. You made a bad decision that almost ruined your life. Your life ain't over, but it almost did.
Maybe it took a while to get back afterward.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. 800-585-1051.
And it feels like you're thinking about something in particular.
Oh, they know what my bad decision was.
Let's not assume that.
I'm not talking about it.
Was it just for men on your chin?
800-585-1051.
Because it don't look real. That's what I mean.
That's why it's a bad decision.
There's more natural looking dyes out there.
800-585-1051. Has a bad decision almost ruined your life? Something that you did almost took you down forever.
I be feeling like those bad decisions be getting your life on track sometime, though. You know what I'm saying?
But it almost ruined your life, but it got you back on track.
Yeah, you can see where it's going. If you're wise, that's what I said. They say smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others, right? So sometimes you see things and you can see where you're headed if you don't nip things in the bud.
Fix it up. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.